Welcome back to Hour 3. This Saturday morning of Rosie on the House, where we show up, open the phone lines, and take your questions on home remodeling, home improvement, and home maintenance. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, you can give us a toll-free number at call at 1-888-767-4348. Now, most of our building experience, admittedly, is in the Valley of the Sun, Maricopa County, but we have built and remodeled historic homes up in Flagstaff on Birch Street, as well as road stop concessionaires and restaurants in Wickiup, churches in Page, Sholo, Nutrioso, homes down in Tucson. So there's hardly any place you could be where we don't have the experience to help you with your home remodeling project.
Still waiting for a call. Mel.
A call?
A call. My phone's right here. Hasn't rang.
From?
I'm not sure who would make it, but they got some building problems on our road on like 89 as you're going to Page. And they haven't called. You know, maybe if they'd have called us before they put that road in there, we might have been able to help them a little bit.
I don't know. Have you seen those pictures? I haven't done much highway construction. You think Doug Dentzel's a little busy right now?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, a similar thing happened on the road to Payson, about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, where the whole side of the hill wiggled in underneath the highway and caused a problem.
The state geologist?
That's right. Yeah.
Is
I don't remember his name.
Gosh, I know Alice. La, la, la. Mm. I don't. But just this week, I found on his blog, he still got his interview. When we had them on the
posted,
yeah, from that day.
Well, today's topic, and we always have a topic we're talking about, and today's topic is aging in place. And you know, there's many different ways aging in place can happen, and all of you know that it could be a good thing or a bad thing. Every family has a George.
My name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
My grandfather built this house with his bare hands. My grandma's been here over 60 years.
We're all going to be right here together, under one roof, a big happy family. I'm telling you, I'm getting really excited.
Whoa, wait just a second. Take a deep breath.
I'm sorry, George, we're cutting you loose. You're cutting me loose?
Get me out of here!
Bringing in all the generations of your family under one roof, does that absolutely terrify you? or is there a part of that that appeals to you? We're here today talking about aging in place. Next week, we're going to be talking about downsizing. So we're going to try and cover all spectrums of the conversation and the issue. But right now, we're going to go back to the phone. We've got a caller that we had on last hour that we didn't get all his answers, so we're going to bring him back up.
Ted, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, during Top of the Hour News, to answer your question about felt layers, poundage, and so forth, we have Paul Lanou with Lions Roofing on the line.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, thank you for your time.
You're going to kill me, Paul. I don't know if it's my obsessive compulsive disorder or my attention deficit disorder or just my old age and confusion. I know I've asked you this question 100 times. You've answered it 100 times, and I need the answer one more time. When y'all quote, Ted wants to know, when y'all quote a tile roof, what are the differences in the layers? You can get quotes from several different roofers, and everybody wants to put something different underneath the tile. What's the right thing to put underneath the tile?
Well, depending on the type of tile that we're talking about, concrete tile, your minimum is a 30-pound layer. We like to come back with a double 40-pound felt with concrete tile. If we're looking at a clay tile, we like a 30 and a 90. Also, for concrete, there's a lot of synthetic underlayments. The only problem with that here is the heat. Nothing like a good 40-pound felt, and you're looking at a great roof.
Ted, you've got the expert online with you. Ask him any roofing question you'd like, because he'll give you – you've got the guy you need to talk to right here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my house was built in 79. It has fairly thick, and I know that this felt underlayment that's there is the original one.
Right.
And it has a little fine grit on it. So I'm assuming it's the 90-pound.
Correct. If it's got a little granular finish, it's probably a 90-pound. Do you know what kind of tile? Is it a clay or a concrete tile?
Concrete tile.
Concrete tile?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good underlayment back then. It was a little bit of overkill, but again, every house is a little bit different. In 79, the next question I would want to know if there was batten strips installed underneath or if the tile was actually individually nailed.
Well, I know I have looked at some of those tiles, and they do have nails in them.
Mm-hmm. So that might be the reason why they put that extra 90-pound if they were actually not using strips and individually nailing all the tile.
I see. But your kind of recommendation nowadays would be two 40-pound layers?
Two 40-pounds, yep. Depending on the slope of the roof also, you might need some elevated battens just so whatever water gets up underneath that tile passes through. But 240 pounds is probably 90% of what we install.
And that would have the strips under it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you much for that.
Well, there you go, Ted. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. When we don't have exact answer, we've always got the crew of experts we can reach out to. That's Paul Lanoux of Lyons Roofing on Rosie's Lifeline this morning. Paul, we appreciate you letting us cave in on your barge in on your Saturday time, my friend.
You're very welcome.
Okay, buddy, get back to what you were doing, even if it was taking a late Saturday morning nap. We appreciate you letting us do that. Romy, let's see if we can run up to Anthem real quick. Jeff's on the line, and that clears a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Jeff from Anthem, how can we help you?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. We've been looking at the possibility of remodeling and redoing our master suite and bathroom. We have post-tension slab, and we're wondering, are there any options for adding a second tub or walk-in shower without going to additional add-on to the house?
For those of you that are listening that don't know what post-tension slabs are, it's a way that we pour concrete floors sometimes in Arizona, and we string these big, thick cables through the concrete, and we put bolts on either end of the floor, and we actually tighten the bolts, and this big cable becomes tight as a piano wire, and it acts, because concrete's going to crack. All concrete cracks, okay? And so what this does is it puts the tension on the outside edges of the concrete, pulling it back together. So what Jeff's question is what happens if I'm trying to saw cut through a floor and I hit one of those cables? It's not pretty.
And some have not lived to tell.
It's not pretty. So, Jeff, no, we can remodel a post-tension slab. There are precautions we take. There are ways to get around it. It can increase the effort and the expense of getting a remodel done. But we start with an x-ray of the slab, see where the cables are, and then determine if, in fact, we can manipulate the underground plumbing in, out, and around the cabling without having to cut it. So it's surgical, but it can be done.
I got you. Okay, well, that gives us a little bit of hope. I was afraid that there wasn't anything we'd do about that.
Oh, no, Jeff, that we can do anything.
Just sign
here.
Anything can be done, Jeff. You don't have to worry about that.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you. Anything can be done.
That's right. You're with us, Patty. Anything can be done. Are you scared to talk to us now?
Patty from Mesa.
Hi, congratulations on your new grandbaby.
Yeah, boy, it's special.
Cool.
It's special.
Yeah. I've seen this fake stone panels that they put around the bottoms of buildings, and I have a stucco house that's all crummy looking, and I'm wondering Would it be more cost effective to put those fake stone panels on instead of stucco? And if so, what is the care and feeding of those stone panels?
Yeah. Well, long term, it's certainly going to be a lot less maintenance. Stucco is high maintenance, particularly if it's over a wood-framed home. There's just no two ways to get around that. Eventually, you have the situation you have. There are four or five different types of fake stone, faux stone. There's one called, they've changed the name of it. It was Sure Touch, but now it's something else. But it's insulation panels. They changed the name of it.
I thought it was.
It's insulation panels that go up on the wall, and then the stone fit over the top of that really, really has a handsome look to it. Patty, I'm going to encourage you to call our friends over at JLC and just have them come out and give you a free consult and let them show you the different kinds of stone. And I think what really makes a good look is you run that stone up to a wainscot height, and it creates a very handsome look.
Okay.
480.
Phone number?
Yeah, sure.
967.
967.
9183.
9183. Thank you very much.
All right,
you're welcome.
Patty, thank you.
You know, I've seen a lot of it recently, and a lot of it's. Yeah, I mean, about 10 years ago, you started seeing it everywhere. And it was a nice, easy way to add something different to a track home, give you a little distinction. But, man, there sure was a lot of it done an awful, awfully wrong way.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you go to RosieOnTheHouse.com, click in Masonry, click on Superlight, their product is right there. Take a look at the – and well, we'll get the actual physical name. You're right. It has changed.
Yep.